The U.S. Supreme Court sent strong signals today that it is likely to rule in favor of a black man who sits on death row in Mississippi. He was prosecuted 6 times for the same crime by a district attorney with a history of racial bias in jury selection. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The arguments had a surprise ending when Justice Clarence Thomas, the court's only African-American justice, posed a question for the first time in 3 years. Though his colleagues focused mainly on the prosecutor's exclusion of African-American jurors over the course of the 6 trials, Thomas asked whether the defense had struck any white jurors. Yes, 3 in the 6th trial, said lawyer Sherry Johnson, but when it came to black jurors, there were none left to strike. For decades, the Supreme Court has wrestled with the question of racial discrimination in jury selection, setting down its most rigorous rules in 1986. But policing the application of those rules in the lower courts has proved difficult. Today's case involved the conduct of Doug Evans, a district attorney in Winona, Mississippi, and his pursuit of a conviction against Curtis Flowers, an African-American man who prior to this case had no criminal record. Months after a quadruple murder in Winona, he was arrested, tried, and sentenced to death. He's been on death row for 22 years. During that time, the state Supreme Court 3 times threw out his murder convictions for prosecutorial misconduct that ranged from misleading the jury about evidence that did not exist to striking prospective jurors based on race. In the first 3 trials, Prosecutor Evans struck all 36 prospective African-American jurors. In the 4th and 5th trials, where Evans ran out of his limited number of strikes, more than one African-American juror was seated and the jury deadlocked. But in the 6th trial, with Evans accepting one black juror, the jury convicted and the Mississippi Supreme Court upheld the conviction. On the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court today, defense lawyer Sherry Johnson said the state court decision was wrong.
The only plausible interpretation is that Doug Evans began jury selection in Flowers 6 with an unconstitutional end in mind, to seat as few African-American jurors as he could.
Inside the Supreme Court chamber, Chief Justice John Roberts pressed Johnson about what rule the court should adopt for cases, quote, not as extreme as this. The current rule that requires looking at the prosecutor's history is good enough, she said. But here, the Mississippi Supreme Court didn't do that. Mississippi Assistant Attorney General Jason Davis admitted there was a troubling history of the case, but he said the jury selection in the 6th trial was done correctly. Justice Samuel Alito interrupted, "Couldn't the Attorney General of Mississippi have said, 'Enough already, we're going to send one of our own people to try this case, preferably in a different county?" Replied Davis, "Evans would have had to request that, and he didn't." Justice Brett Kavanaugh interjected, "You said if we take the history out of the case, but we can't do that. Here, 41 of 42 potential African-American jurors were struck in the trials that reached a verdict." Davis insisted that each of the potential jurors struck in the 6th trial was struck for a good reason. That brought an astonished reaction from Justice Elena Kagan, who noted that one of the struck black jurors strongly favored the death penalty and had a brother who was a prison guard. Ergo, she was probably a perfect pro-prosecution juror. Justice Kavanaugh asked, "Against the backdrop of a lot of decades of all-white juries convicting black defendants, can you say confidently, as you sit here today, that you have confidence in how all this transpired in this case?" Justice Alito posed a similar question. Replied Davis, "Hindsight is 20/20." Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.